Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, roofing contractors, welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. I've got a great show today with Scott Dennison of Top Ranked Roofer. Scott is a marketing expert who helps roofing contractors get found on Google and dominate their local market. If you tried Google AdWords and SEO and didn't get the results you were looking for, then this is the show for you. Scott wrote a book that's out on Amazon called Becoming Top Ranked that is a guide just for roofing contractors that lays out his process for getting his contractors to the top of the rankings and their phone ringing. I get into it all with Scott, from AdWords, Google Local, to SEO. You can get a ton of additional information and his cheat sheet, which is pretty cool, by checking out his website at toprankedroofer.com. So let's jump into the interview. Hey, Scott, thanks for coming on the show today, and congratulations on your new book, Becoming Top Ranked, A Roofer's Guide to Dominating Your Marketplace.
Well, thank you. It's a labor of love. Actually, had a lot of fun writing that book, and I've had even more fun promoting it, sharing it with people, and getting feedback. It's been rewarding.
Tell me about the title of the book.
Well, in essence, I've been working with roofing contractors almost on an exclusive basis. We provide kind of a unique level of service to them. I work with guys who want to dominate their marketplace, and that requires really expert marketing. And I've developed a process, have been implementing that process for selected clients around the country for several years now, and getting some amazing results, which we could actually talk about at some point in this. But the point is helping them to get it, and it's largely a repeatable process. And I had gotten so many emails and so many phone calls from people wanting me to tell them what to do that I had an outline, and I used to give the outline to people and let them download it, but then I just decided to turn it into a book and flesh out all the concepts and fill it in as best we can.
What is a top-ranked roofer?
Well, top-ranked roofer is in part a mentality. It's a belief system, a philosophy, if you will, that we're better than our competitors. And there's lots of reasons why you, Mr. Homeowner, or you, Mr. Business Owner with a commercial building, they all have roofs on them, and at some point those roofs are going to fail, generate leaks, or just outright need to be replaced. And so being a top-ranked roofer, in almost every respect, means being visible when the guy who needs a roof goes looking for someone to help. The guy that's got a roofing problem this morning is going to go online in almost every case. It's now 8 out of 10 8 out of 10 roof sales are influenced by the internet. They gather, the buyer will gather information online, will sort out the contractors, and sad how many of them are eliminated, some of them because they're simply invisible and nobody even knows they exist. But the more common, for the ones that are visible, they get filtered out because they don't have reviews, or their reviews aren't very good, or they don't have a proper website, it's not good information, it doesn't render on a mobile. All of those things go into being a top-ranked roofer. But if there's anything, it's just widespread visibility for a variety of keywords, as many of the top keywords in your market as possible, and then within the context of a Google search, being seen at the top where people are advertising and being seen in the maps in the middle where people sometimes tend to look for a local person and one that's very close to them, and then at the bottom in the organic listings. So now one thing for sure that's changed just in the last 2 years is that some of the contractors have this idea that, well, being a top-ranked roofer means being number one in Google. And it's very, very difficult now to be number one in Google. And I always tell people to beware when somebody promises you that you'll be number one.
Yeah, I've gotten those calls.
Of course. Every roofer that's listening to your podcast has gotten those calls, and they may have been getting one of those calls within the last hour. They call, they send email, they show up at your front door. I mean, they come in all flavors and stripes, and they come and they promise things that they cannot deliver. Or maybe they can deliver them, but they have no proof that they've ever done it before. And that's a problem.
In your book, you talk about three different types of roofers. So let's get into that a little.
Well, I found it relatively interesting that roofers, come and everyone is unique. Obviously, every human being is different, and every one of them approaches things differently. But in trying to make some distinctions, we found that there were essentially three different types of people. One was what I refer to as Joe, and we've all seen the roofer named Joe, even though that may not be his name. But Joe drives around in sort of an old beat-up pickup truck. He might have a dog in the back, but he certainly got a ladder in the back. He may have a whole bunch of palm fronds back there too, because when he's not doing roofing work, he's okay to trim bushes and carry off all the mess. If he's got any kind of branding on his truck at all, it'll be a magnetic sign that he could peel off. But largely, he's driving an old truck. He may be technically sound at roofing, but he is absolutely incapable of marketing his business effectively to get any kind of consistency. And if he's not working on a roof, as I said, he might be content to make some money doing some handyman work. And if he's not getting any of that work, then he's content to just kind of hang out and wait for it to all magically fall out of the sky. The next guy up you have is John. And John is the guy that is the brilliantly skilled expert technician. He is a roofer's roofer. This is a guy that if your roof is leaking, he'll find it and he'll fix it and it won't be leaking anymore. John's very, very good at fixing roofing problems. But where John really needs help, and John oftentimes knows he needs help, is in improving the lead flow to his business. He doesn't get a lot of leads. He's wishing for more leads. And he's influenced in so many ways by the third roofer, which we'll call Jack. And there was nobody in particular I was talking about when I came up with the concept of Jack, but Jack is a businessman. It just so happens that his business is roofing. But he could be a fireplace installer. He could be a landscaper. He could do kitchen remodeling. Not with the same set of skills, but Jack is a businessman. He knows how to get sales to build relationships, get leads, build relationships, go through the process of developing trust and closing on the business and getting the sale. And if Jack wasn't in the roofing business, like I said, he could assume a similar role in another kind of trade and do very well there too. And in fact, in many cases, when you know you're talking to a Jack, he owns two or three different kinds of businesses. I know one locally that runs a roofing business. He also runs a millwright shop. and they make cabinets, and they make custom crown moldings, and they install those. And he's toyed with the idea of starting to install custom fireplaces too. So Jack is a businessman more than he's a roofer. He hires a lot of guys like John to run his crews. And John very often looks over the fence and wishes he was Jack. He's like, I want the kind of truck he has. I particularly like the boat that he has. It's exciting to go to the Little League park down the street and see Jack's got his sign on the outfield wall. And he did that because, you know, the team knows who he is. He's very visible in his market. And the Little League came along and said, you know, Jack, we got a little hole in our budget, and the kids don't have new shirts this year. He's like, no problem. Here's a little money. Go get your guys some shirts. And so that's my three. You know, those are my three guys, and each one of them is playing a different role. The kind of work that I do is primarily for the Johns and the Jacks, because the Joe just doesn't really care whether he's got a lead and a sale today or not. It's perfectly fine with him.
Well, let's say I'm a John, roofer doing about $1 million a year in residential business, 10-year-old company, and we've been able to rely on referrals and word of mouth, and business has been pretty good, but we've been stuck there for a couple of years. And I've got a pretty good website, but I'm not getting any leads from it. And I don't know a thing about online marketing, but I get these calls from these guys guaranteeing me more leads. And that's what I'm going to need is more leads. I want to get to that next level of $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million. Because my wife wants one of those boats. And she tells me, she says, hey, you're such a John. Why can't you be more like our neighbor, Jack? Yeah, right. So what would you do to get me one of those boats?
Well, in general, Dave, what the secret to getting more leads through a website is visibility of the website. You've got to be found. It's amazing to me how many guys don't quite get it that if I go look for a roofer in Oakland and I don't see you listed anywhere on the first page, you don't exist. Now, that's a hard shot, and I apologize for anybody that takes that comment personally. It is not a personal swipe or insult. It's just a fact. If I, the consumer who needs a roof, cannot find you in the search engines, then you don't exist. And they say, well, my name is all over the place. People know me. I have a great reputation. Fine, that's great, but nobody's going to type in your name. They're going to look for Roofer Oakland or Oakland Roofer or Roofer Near Me and let Google, using the IP address of their computer, show them all the roofers that are in the area. And that consumer, whether it be a business owner trying to fix their commercial building or a homeowner who needs, you know, something adjusted on their roof, is generally going to pick from the ones on the first page. It's extremely rare, statistically, that anybody goes to page two anymore. So the name of the game is to be on page one.
So now I'm in Google, and I typed in Roofers Oakland, California, which is my area. Goddamn Raiders moving to Vegas, but yeah, that's a different story. But I'm looking at, looks like some different sections. I got a bunch of ads here at the top. I see a map. Looks like a lot of my competitors are listed on here, but I don't see my name anywhere. And tell me, how do I get my name on this thing?
Well, there's three distinct sections, and the page is laid out in thirds. And it's changed. That search result page has changed radically just in the last year, which, you know, is good and not so good depending on which side of the fence you're on. But at the top of that page, you have generally four ads. And that's what's referred to as Google's AdWords program. Shorthand for that is pay-per-click, meaning Google will place your ad there if you are one of the top four bidders in the auction. You're bidding to be the one at the top, but if you're one of the first four, you'll be at the top of that page. But it doesn't cost you anything to actually be there until someone clicks on your ad. So it's pay per click. When somebody clicks on your ad, then it costs you something. And Google will generally bill you based on a live updating by the second auction. They will bill you based on a whole bunch of factors, but it's heavily influenced by what your maximum bid would be per click. And roofing keywords can be somewhat pricey. I have several clients that have gotten themselves in deep trouble before they brought us in. Were in deep trouble by doing advertising in Google and not really understanding how it worked.
Oakland roofers are pretty expensive keywords, and this is going to cost me a lot of money to put these ads in. Is that going to be right?
It could be, but there's a whole bunch of factors that determine what you actually pay. So when you're setting up your ads, you will dictate what your maximum cost per click would be. If you have one of the top bids, then you have a pretty good shot at being found in those top four. Now, if you scroll down the page, you'll see there's oftentimes three or four more stuck at the bottom, but you don't want to be there. You want to be at the top because that's where the visibility is. People generally don't scroll very far down that page before they make a choice. I won't get all geeky and technical by going into the different factors, but let's just say there's a whole lot of different things that you can do to influence what you actually pay. So there's a great chance for me to tell this one story. There's a guy in Houston that I work with, outside of Houston. And when he called me, he was just being clobbered by Google AdWords. His bill was out of control, and it was really hurting him. So I dove in to see what it was actually happening. And he was paying about $40 a click. He had read somebody's material or went to a webinar or something and was bidding very high, but he didn't know enough of the details to turn that high bid into visibility and actually low cost. But to make things worse, so he was paying about $40 a click. But the worst thing was he was needing about 15 clicks on average to generate a sale. So going into a new sale, he was carrying $600 in ad cost, more or less. That's a millstone around your neck. That's a very expensive lead. Well, this is a sale. So, I mean, he was getting leads, but the number of leads he was selling, it required about 15 $40 clicks to get a sale. So he was carrying $600 in ad cost. We fixed a whole bunch of little things in there that were overlooked, ignored, hadn't been done properly. And the biggest being that we launched a sales page to send the traffic to, because he was sending this very targeted traffic to the unfocused homepage of his website. And people were bailing out left and right. We launched a very targeted landing page that matched the language of the ads, and we removed a whole series of kinds of ads that Google makes available that sound good but don't work, in my opinion, for the most part. And almost overnight, his cost per click dropped to $12. Still bidding, still willing to bid up to $40, but paying about $12. And probably the most radical change was that his, because we were using a really good landing page that converted very well, it only required 3 clicks to generate a sale. Or no, 3 clicks to generate a lead, and he was selling about 1 in 3 leads. So it was about 9 clicks total at $12 to get a sale.
So we could have an expensive keyword, but if they're clicking on that and they're clicking to a sales page that has a good call to action, and they're going to click through and either call or respond, that's going to bring our lead cost down. Is that right?
Yes. And the primary reason for that is the consumer on Google, the person who's searching, is responding to the promise you made in your ad. They're responding to the language of your ad. That's what made them click. And, you know, that's obviously what made the bell ring in Google's revenue. So they're responding to the words in your ad. And then you send them to the homepage of your website, and those words don't appear anywhere. And I now have to search for what it was you were telling me about. Well, the very large percentage of people that click on things and go to, you know, are looking for a roofer are not going to go search your website looking for where's the story that he was telling me a minute ago. They just hit the back arrow and go search on somebody else, and you've lost them. But Google took their money.
Let's get into writing these ads and what is a good landing or sales page. I'm looking at the top 4 ads. Well, there's 4 ads and 4 roofers. I know them. And each one of them says, call now for a free estimate. All of them. They all look the same. Now, here's one that says, we've got you covered. Okay. Not sure what I'm supposed to do there. And here's another one that says, is your roof rain ready? Well, it's freaking 90 degrees out today, and we're just coming into summer. So I don't really care if my roof's rain ready, and that's not something I'm going to jump on right now. Maybe I got a freak storm today, you know, or one day, and I've got to make an emergency repair. But this guy's got to be paying a lot of money for these ads, and I got to think this is a waste of money, because they're going to click through. Or if I am, they're going to come onto some kind of landing page. Wouldn't the two, shouldn't they be corresponding to the action you want them to take?
Very definitely. The two should be coordinated closely together, and the language should be addressing what, you know, kind of the marketing associations that I run in. We refer to it as a bleeding neck. You know, if you're a consumer and you're calling a roofer, there's a problem with your roof. You're not just, you know, shopping around. The number of people who are buying a roof today, end of life cycle, is minuscule compared to the people who are addressing to last night's storm that revealed that I got a leak. Those are the people that have a bleeding neck. They're, you know, they don't want their house to be damaged by water or anything else. So they're in a hurry to find somebody. So if you send them to your website and ask them to go find the solution or figure out how to respond, they won't. They just won't. So they'll just go find somebody else. But when you say all the ads are essentially the same, that's kind of an underlying mistake that doesn't come up often in conversations like this. But the fact is, those people are, you know, they're going to put you in a category of where you're probably, you appear to be all this, you know, you appear to be the same as your competitor. So therefore, I want to know if you can match their price or can you beat their price. And, you know, if you like to play the low margin, high maintenance, pain in the ass client game, then you want to run ads that are all the same. Otherwise, you need to write really compelling and different ads that stand out from your competitor.
I don't need to pay a lot of money to be one of 4 bidders, and low bid's going to get it. I want to differentiate myself and attract my target customer where I can go negotiate a deal.
Exactly. And in reality, most just the use of the term free estimate implies that a salesman's going to call on me. They're going to call me on the phone, or they're going to visit me, and I'm going to get pressure to do something. Well, you know, a much language that we've tested and proven, you know, significantly over the last 4 years is to have a free evaluation. Well, come and take a look. We don't even know if you have a problem. Why would I give you an estimate to fix a roof that may not need fixing? You know, it may be something else that's causing. It could be your air conditioning line is backed up, and that's what's causing that leak in the ceiling. You know, it's pretty common.
Okay, if I scroll down the page a bit, I've got a map here, and there's three contractors with their names there. How did they get there, and how come my name's not on that?
That map is what Google used to call Google Places 5 years or so ago. And then it became Google Plus, and now there is a Google Plus, but it's not that anymore. The maps didn't used to be visible on the homepage, but now they sort of are, and it's blended together with Google's latest local business product called Google My Business. And in all of this gyration from Google and evolution process, you might say, they've gone from a place where that box used to have seven listings in it to where now it only has three. So the competition has doubled.
And how am I going to get there to be one of those top three?
You would get there through a series of things that indicate to Google that you're one of the best three roofers in the market. The two biggest factors that drive visibility in the maps is the number of and quality of Google reviews that you have. And secondly, is consistency in all of the what they would call business citations. Business citations, for lack of an easier term, would be directories. And there's a lot of small directories, there's a lot of large directories, there's, you know, roofing directories, there's home improvement directories. And Google looks at the information that's available to them, and they know what's in every one of those listings if it's online. They have all of it gathered and stored. And they will determine if you're one of the best roofers, provided all of your information is consistent. So it's very common when somebody does a local search analysis, an analysis of your citations, your directory listings, they will find that you've spelled the name of your business three different ways or 30 different ways. You know, maybe not the spelling of your name, but whether you're using LLC or you're using .com or whether you're capitalizing or not capitalizing. The more that you can use the same exact entry of your name, and in particular, your address and phone number. It's really funny to see how many people have something indexed from each of the seven locations they've operated from in the last 15 years. And all of those addresses are in there, and Google sees all of them, and they go, we don't know if this is a real business, because nobody can work from seven different locations, and, you know, no two are the same. So which one is it? So if you've got a bunch of citations that are all crazy, Google knows it, and they diminish your score. And oftentimes that's all it takes to push you out. Same thing with phone numbers. If you got a whole bunch of phone numbers published, then Google can very easily decide, you know, we really want the best local roofer to appear in that box, and they show the guy that's got all those things straightened out. You know, there's companies that just do citation cleanup. It's a part of the process that we do with any full service client, is we'll take them through And it's not me giving you an assignment. It's my team going to work on it. We fix it all. And then, you know, there's a half a dozen other things, but essentially those are the two biggest is the quality of your citations and the reviews that you have in Google.
Now moving below the maps, and I see number of listings. We got Yelp, and I've got Home Advisor, and down a little further, now we're start listing some roofers. And it looks like there's about six of them or so, and then we're back into the paid ads. What's going on there?
Well, once again, you've got to have what Google thinks is the best site, most appropriate site for them to show. And so there's two things that are worth mentioning at this point. One is that the when you asked me originally what the reference point of Top Rank Roofer is, I meant to insert in there that about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, Google heavily skewed the field in favor of big sites like Yelp and Home Advisor and Porch and stuff like that, Better Business Bureau. Those are authority sites in Google's eyes, and so those are usually the ones that will be listed first, second, third in almost every market now. So being Top Rank Roofer is being the first roofer who's independently listed in the 10 blue links at the bottom, what they would call organic search. Organic search is oftentimes conflated with or means the same thing as SEO, search engine optimization. And it's a combination of things that get you to that, you know, to appear on the first page, but one of which is, you know, your website, and another is the authority of your website. But it's worth mentioning what Google's goal is in all of this, in creating this search engine and what they're doing with it and how they're marketing it. Google has a simple objective, and it is to give the person who searches on Google an experience that includes getting the answer that they're looking for. Finding a quality answer to the question that they went online with. So most people are going online looking for information about something. And Google's got the world's information indexed. So, you know, you don't want to show junk information for the guy's search. So their objective is to use enough process to figure out who are the best companies with the best chance of answering this person's question accurately and giving them a great experience. Why does Google do that? Because they want you to continue to search using Google. You know, it's that consumer who clicks on those ads. And those ads generate Google's revenue, $80 billion last year. So they have every incentive to give you a quality piece of information and get you to hang out, use Google over and over and over again, and be loyal to them. In the process, but on the flip side of that, is that they don't care a bit about the roofers who are advertising there or who are trying to get ranked. They don't care. What they care about is their consumer, and we are not it. Does that make sense?
It does. And now I'm spending all this money. How do I know if this stuff is actually working for me?
Well, it's working when your primary objectives are being met. Very often, one of the first things that I do in talking with a prospective company, a roofer that wants to get their business going, is I want to know how many leads does it take for you to prosper. How many leads do you need to generate the sales that you want to grow your business? To not only reach all your objectives at the level you're at, but to grow your business beyond that. How many leads is it going to take? And how many leads do you have now is obviously a good follow-on question to that. Where are you getting them from? And what's the cost per lead? How much is an average sale? How many leads does it take to get a sale? That's all essential information in trying to figure out how we would build a campaign. More often than not, we will personally recommend the concept of triple optimization. Triple optimization being optimizing your site so that it is found at the top of the ads, so that it gets found in the maps in the middle of the page, and it gets found in the 10 blue links at the bottom, preferably closer to the top than to the bottom. And our triple optimization process creates a timeline in which we can accomplish all that. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. We don't wave a magic wand and it becomes that way. I don't have a secret number to Google that I can call and say, okay, here's a guy that wants that spot, so let's give it to him. No, we have to meet Google's quality scores and do all the things that they're looking for. So when it comes to that, you know, that's essentially what we're going to do, is we're going to work on all three of those things simultaneously. Now, it doesn't always happen that a roofer will want to do all things simultaneously. Maybe they don't need that many leads. So in the absence of that, we'll work on just one of them. And the one that most commonly we work on as an independent wing of a campaign is our leads in a week process. And that's the use of Google AdWords and the Google AdWords at the top of that first page. And we'll build out the landing pages, and we'll identify the keywords, and we'll set up the Google accounts. And in just a few days, we've got campaigns up and running. And so your phone is ringing with new leads, or you're getting lead forms coming into your inbox inside of a week.
Interesting. So you can get me leads coming in the door almost immediately. Is that right?
Yeah. If you're a roofer who needs your phone to ring, like it's dire straits. I mean, we're going to be in trouble. I might have to sell the pickup truck or lay off my crew this Friday. I would say probably a little too late. We might have missed it. But if you're looking over the next quarter and saying, what can I do to get, you know, like you gave a great example, the guy doing a million all on referrals now wants to grow. Well, you only get referrals from existing customers. And how many times can you call an existing customer and ask them for another referral? So eventually you run out of existing customers. So the best way to get more referrals is to extend the number of existing customers you have who will each refer you a few people. But on top of that, you know, you just need to be visible, because there's an awful lot of people who are searching for a roofer right this minute. You know, they're sitting at their computer or they're on their phone and they're looking for someone because they've got a roofing problem and they don't know what to do about it.
Got one last thing I'd like to talk about, and that is Google Mobile. What's going on with mobile? Because I know that if I'm looking for a service contractor, I'm going to look on my cell phone, and I want somewhere where I can click a number and get some immediate service. What's happening there?
In April of 2016, April of 2015, Google started indicating that they were moving toward a much more aggressive approach to mobile. The thing that was driving their thought process was they're tracking how many of their searches come from a phone versus a tablet versus a desktop computer. And as it was getting closer to 50%, Google started saying, this is real and we're going to have to adjust for it. So they started to indicate that they're going to take mobile a lot more seriously. In that process, they instituted a requirement that your site be mobile ready, mobile friendly is another way of putting it, so that when somebody searches your site, they can read everything and they can click on anything that's on that page without difficulty. The repercussion to their change was that they started really giving you negative points if your site wasn't mobile ready. They weren't kicking you out of Google, but they weren't going to show you on the first page. Even if you've been on the first page of Google for years, If your site wasn't mobile ready, you were no longer going to be on the first page. As we got through into 2016, things picked up dramatically, and Google wiped out the whole right side rail, the right sidebar that used to be filled with ads. And that's when they put the four ads at the top and the four ads at the bottom, three or four ads at the bottom. And those, you know, that was really to make their search results page compatible with mobile. And then in December, they announced, December just a few months ago, they announced that they were going to launch a new search engine index that was exclusively mobile sites. And over time, that index would replace the search engine that we've been using for the last 20 years. And so it hasn't fully phased in. They've taken more months than they said that it would take, but they are definitely moving in that direction now. And if your site is not up to scratch mobile-wise, there's a good chance that you're not going to be found in search at all, and you've just been completely kicked out. So, and a lot of the folks listening will say, well, I did that. You know, I bought a mobile site. And, you know, you go and you dial up their website, you put an M dot in front of it, and it'll load. But those are old technology, very old technology. They're generally very slow. And in almost every case, they don't mirror the existing desktop site, because they're two different platforms. They're two different websites. And it becomes a real difficulty logistically to improve one and then have to remember to go improve the other one too.
Got it. All right, so wrapping up. Hey, I want to be a top-ranked roofer. So what kind of services do you have, and tell me how that works?
Well, essentially, Dave, what we do is we work with one roofer per market. And we do a whole series of things that are quite unique in the marketing space. The first one is that we work exclusively with roofers. So from a lead generation company perspective, we're the opposite of what Home Advisor or Porch or any of those others do. We generate leads exclusively for you. We don't generate leads for everybody. In the market, we don't have six or eight people that get one lead, and then you guys all dogfight over that one lead. That's a real downside to a lot of those services. So we work with one company in each market, and we work with them on an exclusive basis, and we optimize the areas of their site to help them accomplish the goals that they have. So if they have a relatively small number of leads, then we might just do nothing but AdWords. If they have kind of a little bit more, or they need a lot of leads, then we'll want to bring in both the maps and the organic listings at the bottom. And when we can get you listed in all three places, you'll be the most visible roofer. And with some of the other things that we do, you'll have a very unique site. And oftentimes we end up building a new site in this process, because the old sites, even if they look okay, more often than not aren't. They're not set up properly for the current iteration of search. The content on them isn't any good anyway. It's not compelling. And, one of the things that's essential for me is to keep you from being stuck in a world where you're negotiating your price every day. You know, you should be able to get a fair price for your work, and you should be able to increase that price over time based on the amount of work that you have in front of you already committed. So, you know, we'll optimize all that. And another thing that we do that's completely unique in this market is that we offer a guarantee of results. If you want to find the fastest way to sort out who can deliver and who can't, don't read the testimonials on their website. Skip that, because it's half the time it's made up. But what's impossible to ignore is when somebody comes along and says, I will guarantee that this program works. So the essentials of my guarantee is that you know, we need a little time to get it all set up, 4 or 5 months to get everything set up and everything working and get all of, you know, get you starting to move forward in all of Google's visibility places. But once we reach a point where the campaign is maturing, we will step in and guarantee a contractor $3 in revenue for every dollar in fees that they pay us. I was searching for a way to eliminate the risk, and that worked out to be a very, very good way. It was just to guarantee it, to put my money where my mouth is.
Well, Scott, that's great stuff. Now, if our listeners want to get hold of you, what's the best way to get in touch with you? And can you give us your website again?
Well, we've been talking about Top Ranked Roofer as a process, and that's the name of the website. It's Top Ranked Roofer, all one word, .com. And if somebody wanted to generate some leads, let's say you've been listening to this conversation, and you really badly need your phone to ring. You need to get some more leads to really prop up your year and to have a better year. Then you'll see right at the very top of the homepage is an offer to grab what I call the Leads in a Week cheat sheet. And that's a download that, you know, you just go in, you give me your email address, and you'll be able to download this report. And it will tell you, it'll tell you how to set up Google AdWords for yourself and be able to run some ads. If you wanted help with that process, then just reach out to me. You'll see the contact page on that site. Or you'll even see links on there to having, creating a call with me. And I'll talk to any contractor. I'll talk to them for 15 or 20 minutes, no cost, no obligation. I want to learn a little bit about your business. I want to learn a little bit about you. Because simply, we can't work with everybody. We only work with one per market. And when you guarantee the results in writing, it's not all that long before you end up having demand outstrip supply. And, which is one of the reasons why we're no longer one of the cheap guys in the market. Our services are not, inexpensive, but you're going to get results, and you're going to get a guarantee that you're going to make more than you're spending, which takes the risk away.
Scott, that's great information. I really appreciate you coming onto the show today. I certainly learned a lot, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
David, it was a great call. Thank you.
That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my one-page business plan, where you can create a professional business plan in just a few hours, go to theroofershow.com, where you can download it for free. Simply answer the questions, fill in the PDF, and print. Short and sweet. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.